From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Richard Sheehy. U.S. President Donald Trump arrives in China Wednesday as he continues his first visit to Asia as president. Bill Ide reports North Korea tops the president's agenda on this leg of the trip.
For weeks, it has been clear North Korea was going to be a key issue during President Donald Trump's visit to Asia and China. Speaking Tuesday in Seoul, Trump stressed Washington's determination to put a stop to the North's nuclear ambitions.
I really believe that it makes sense for North Korea to come to the table and to make a deal that's good for the people of North Korea and the people of the world.
South Korea's president also stressed the importance of China and the United States focusing on the issue. Despite criticism of China in the past for not doing enough, Trump says President Xi has been very, very helpful, adding, "You will find out how helpful soon." Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Meantime, a Kremlin spokesman says President Vladimir Putin and President Trump are expected to meet and discuss North Korea at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Vietnam this week. Syria plans to join the 2015 Paris Agreement to combat global warming, leaving the United States as the only remaining country opposed to the pact. Syria's representative at the talks, Emwada Katmawi, said Damascus was committed to controlling climate change. Meantime, a spokesman for the UN Climate Change Secretariat said that Syria had not yet formally submitted any documents about its plan. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump announced intentions to pull the U.S. out of the deal, claiming it doesn't serve the United States' interests. This is VOA News. Gunmen disguised as police stormed a television station in Kabul Tuesday. Andrew Palcheski has more on the attack that killed at least four and wounded more than 20 others.
It's the latest deadly attack on Afghan journalists. The assault, which had been claimed by the Islamic State group, lasted about 3 hours before Afghan special forces overpowered the attackers and freed staff trapped inside the building. The station reported that one attacker blew himself up at the gate, while another went inside and shot at staff before going up to the roof to fire on security forces. The attack spotlighted the dangers faced by media workers in Afghanistan as security worsens. Last year, the country suffered its deadliest year on record for journalists, when 13 were killed, according to the Afghan Journalist Safety Committee. That made it the second most dangerous place for reporters in the world, after Syria. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
In the United States, the gunman who killed dozens in a Texas church Sunday apparently made death threats in 2012 against his military superiors and got into other trouble at the Air Force base in New Mexico where he had been stationed. We get more from Marissa Melton.
The information was contained in a police incident report after Devin Kelly briefly escaped in June 2012 from a mental health facility in New Mexico. KVIA Television in El Paso first reported about the escape. It was also reported by KPRC. Police in El Paso, Texas, where Kelly was caught after the escape, said in the report that an official of the mental health facility told them that Kelly was a danger to himself and others. It also says that he was attempting to carry out death threats that he had made on his military chain of command. Kelly opened fire in a Baptist church Sunday, killing 26 people. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Catalonia's ousted leader vowed Tuesday to continue the fight for independence from Spain and urged the European Union to speak out over the jailing of Catalan officials. Carlos Puigdemont's comments came at a campaign-style rally in Belgium's capital, attended by about 200 mayors from Catalonia. The mayors greeted Puigdemont with chants of president and freedom, and they sang the Catalan anthem at the end of his speech. Saudi Arabia's crown prince said the ballistic missile launch at the kingdom by Yemeni rebels was a, quote, direct military aggression by the Iranian regime. A Saudi-led coalition has ordered the closure of all ports and grounded all humanitarian flights to the war-torn country of Yemen. The military coalition has also tightened an air, land, and sea blockade in response to the missile. Meantime, though, Iran is contesting the Saudi claims. A spokesman said the Saudi accusations are, quote, unjust, irresponsible, destructive, and provocative. He also called on Riyadh to halt its empty accusations, unquote. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.